This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Monday here in the Superhuman Studio. We have a very important topic to talk about today. But before we get started, I have to mention something. Age Force's most popular transdermal patch is their growth hormone patch. It has 25 milligrams of real somatropin in each patch. And they were running a buy one, get one free special that was out on Anabolic Minds and a couple of the websites that ended over the weekend. The only place you can still get the buy one, get one free for the Age Force transdermally delivered growth hormone patch is here at Superhuman Radio. I twisted Steve's arm, literally, over the weekend and said, I don't want to take the banners down. I'd like to see what our audience does in comparison to these other groups. And he agreed. So for the next 4 days, the banner ad will remain. So if you're interested in trying the real growth hormone in a patch, the only thing out there like this is from Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Age Force banner ad today and check it out. Okay. My guest today is no stranger to the show. She's executive director of Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance at Judith McGeary. How you doing, Judith?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Tell the truth, Judith. You just drove all night from Louisiana back home, did you not?
Until 1 a.m., yeah.
Okay. Okay, Judith, you know, I was thinking about how to introduce you today. You've been on this show several times over the past few years. And I thought to myself, why does Judith do this? You have a you have a farm that you run. You are also an attorney. Obviously, you could practice law and run your farm. But instead, you dedicate so much time to the protecting the rights of both the family farm and the people who thrive from the foods from family farms. Why do you do this? You've got to be driving yourself into the ground. Why do you do it?
Because it's a community. Because, you know, to use a hackney phrase, no one is an island. You know, the reason I got into farming, the reason I started down this road at all is because I believe it's incredibly important for the environment, for my health, for, you know, humane care of animals, for what kind of a world I want to leave for the next generation. And you can't do that in isolation. I mean, doing my farm is wonderful and it helps in its own way, but my farm alone isn't going to change things. It takes the entire community, and that involves what kind of laws are govern us, what kind of regulations, what kind of social policies there are. And so, what I really want is this better world, better system out there, these local food systems, and this is what, the work that needs to be done to make that happen.
But it's a lot of work, is it not? I mean, are there days where you go to yourself, why am I doing this? I just drove all the way from Louisiana just to be on this radio show because I didn't want to do it from a cell phone. I mean, you're driving yourself into the ground. Look, this is a rhetorical question, okay? What I want people to understand is there are companies out there that stand to profit and organizations out there that stand to profit from the, what's the word I'm looking for? The compromise and hostage taking of our food chain. And then there are people like you who are doing this kind of work to get the word out and trying to keep the playing field balanced and fair. And you don't do it because you're getting a paycheck for it. There's something to be said about that. It's like one time I said during a show, I tend to believe the research about vitamins and minerals coming out of good universities more so than I do the research about pharmaceutical drugs, because pharmaceutical drugs make money and the research on vitamins and minerals, no one makes any money from that. So the work is altruistic. You know what I'm saying?
Unbiased, yeah. It's about doing, when you do this kind of work, you do it because you think it's the right thing to do.
Right.
I know I do, and there are other people who feel the same way. And, yeah, I mean, no one is
okay.
In this for the paycheck.
Okay, look, I'm sorry to belabor this, but I want people to understand that when Judith comes on the show, she's not promoting something that makes her a bundle of money, and that's why she's promoting it. With that being said, what is the FDA up to now, Judith?
That actually could be a 5-hour show.
No. But as it pertains to the new food safety bill.
I know. So there was a Food Safety Modernization Act passed by Congress 2 years ago. It was actually signed by the President in January of 2011. And it gave the FDA vastly expanded powers. And for the last 2 years, and actually even before the bill was passed, they were already working on what sort of regulations they do. I mean, everyone knew the bill was coming in some form or fashion. So FDA has been working on proposed regulations for years of what would they do with these powers. And they just proposed them, published them in January of this year. And it's they're monstrosities.
I want to emphasize something. So this legislature was set in motion in 2011, but they just published it this year of January 2013, and now 2 years have gone by where people could have scrutinized this work and raised issues about it, but now they're giving everybody 4 months to chime in and say, you know, what's right, what's wrong about this legislature, correct? That's part of the problem right now, right?
That's a big problem with it. And I'd actually even say, I mean, what it is it's taken them those years to develop it. I mean, it's taken them that long to think through stuff, you know, for better or for worse, often for worse. But they literally spent years developing these because they're complicated. I mean, even aside from the problems that are in them, they're legitimately complicated. If you're going to regulate how farmers grow crops, if you're going to regulate how everyone processes food and what sort of systems they have to use when they process food, that's complicated. It's actually, you know, that was one of the reasons we were really concerned about this law in the first place is, you know, doing regulations that affect food processors and farmers of all types. It's complicated. It was necessarily going to be huge. And then, yes, I mean, what we get now is they finally have come up with their version of what they think should be done, and they're giving the public 4 months to decipher all of it, try to figure out how does this apply? You know, how does this apply to this farm? How does it apply to that farm? How does this apply to, you know, this kombucha maker? And then submit comments. And do all of that in really a very compressed time period.
Now, let's also mention that this is a 1,200-page document, but not only is the document itself a huge behemoth amount of reading, interpretation, because let's face it, it's a law and legal ease. And so people, the average person can't read this and decipher anything. You must be at least, familiar with legal ease to decipher it. But not only is this document huge, but as you pointed out to me, it is mired in references to other documents with equal size and difficulty in understanding. So you not only have to read through this document, but you may have to read through dozens and dozens of other documents that it refers to. So it doesn't reiterate. It says, you know, see such and such for this particular. You have to go find that and then read that and interpret that.
And there's two different pieces to this also. So already there are two large pieces, one each about 500 to 600 pages. One deals with how far crops are grown on the farm. So it's setting regulations for how farmers, their water, their soil amendments, their use of compost, how they train their workers, you know, just really comprehensive regs on how food is grown. And then there's another document, yeah, that's about 550 pages there, and there's 650 pages dealing with what's called facilities. And these are people who process food, and it can be as simple as drying food, you know, dehydrating food is considered processing it, up to some very, you know, the packaged foods in the grocery store, but, you know, it's every type of processing. And so one question also that comes up is, well, how do these two interact? If you're a farmer and you, you know, dry your produce or you want to can your produce, where does that line cross into processing, and what new set, you know, how do these two pieces interact? And for that, there's yet another document, so you know, that is another 100 pages long, that talks about what are manufacturing activities on the farm, and when does it cross that line to where it has to be regulated under this new, what's called HARCP, H-A-R-C-P, Hazard Analysis System. And, you know, then there's all sorts of implications for what's already out there called good manufacturing practices.
Right, right.
And what this means for good manufacturing practices. So it is incredibly convoluted. I do want to say, just because I don't want to discourage people too much, honestly, that there are portions of it, to understand the full implications, yes, you really need to know how to read regs. You need some, not sure legal training, but some ability to read legalese, as you put it. But there are lots of it that you don't need legalese, and that I think normal human beings can read if they're willing to take the time, and that's a huge commitment. But we need people who are raising food, and we're encouraging our farmers to the extent they can to read through these regs and tell us the sort of real practical implications on the ground. You know, when you look at this and you're told you have to do X, what does that mean for your farm? Because that's something that the farmers and the food producers, the people who make kombuchas and everything else, can answer better than we can.
Kombucha is all the rage right now, isn't it? I know you,
oh, I know.
You mentioned it, but I mean, everybody, we get emails from people asking if we use this kombucha and that kombucha, and I'm still a neophyte about kombucha. My sister was drinking it years ago. Anyway, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Judith to find out what the implications of what she understands about this bill so far may present, and also what you can do to help your small family farm. Because remember, without the small family farm, we are locked into buying the types of foods that cause disease. This is really a big issue. The problem is that most of us don't have the time or the wherewithal to grapple with it. So we have to take moments to understand what we can do. There's a website. It is called farmandranchfreedom.org. And it's not just about the farmer. It's about those who buy from farmers. You should go there, visit it often, and read. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Out-muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5-pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack or just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, and Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, and Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And nutrition.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Welcome back. We're talking with Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance about the new food safety bill that the FDA is trying to shove down our throats, like some of the poisonous food that we are eating, thanks to their wisdom, their mantra that a little bit won't hurt you, which should be made a rubber stamp for the FDA, and what we need to do about it. So first of all, Judith, you are an attorney, so I'm sure that you've had some time to read over this document.
Yes.
Okay, and with everything else that you're doing in your life and traveling and fighting for farmers and so on and so forth, and are there any things that jump out at you right away, like, uh-oh, red flag, this is not a good idea type of things?
There are two pieces that have really jumped out, and I focus so far mostly on the pieces that deal with the on-farm regulations, the actual, like, here's what farmers who are growing crops will have to do. And I do want to preface this with, you know, you and I had talked back when the Food Safety Act was getting passed, but it's been a while. There is a provision in here, and it's carried over in the regs, that protects small-scale direct marketing farmers from being required to
like
do this.
Like my farmer, like Jay King, this wonderful Mennonite family that does nothing but farm day in and day out, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I buy my beef from them. They are one of those direct to the consumer's family farms.
Yeah, so there's the Tester-Hagen Amendment to the bill that's been carried through in these regs that protects farmers who gross less than $500,000 and sell more than half directly to consumers. And it's an incredibly important amendment, and we fought very hard for it, and I'm still very proud that we got it through. But there are limitations, and I want to, you know, both reassure people, but then also say, you know, we can't rest on that. Because, first of all, actually $500,000 gross is pretty darn small.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot, but not when you look at the profit margin.
Right.
It is barely a family living.
What do you think? Like, there's an old saying that in the food industry, the profit is about 50%. So if they charge $1 for something, they're usually getting about 50 cents out of it. But that has to go to overhead and payroll.
I was going to say that probably covers all of the middlemen.
Yes.
And
yes.
Everybody.
So what do you think a farmer makes?
In the direct marketing world, the farmer's profit margin range anywhere, depending on the exact product in the market, et cetera, you know. But it could be 5%, 10%. You know, good profit margin is 20%.
So think about this, you know, folks out there. A farmer generates $500,000 to take home $50,000 a year. Now think about this for a second, okay? There are many people out there who go to work. They work a 9-to-5. It's not the greatest job in the world. They complain about it. They want to make more money, but they're making $50,000 a year. You have days off. You have a week's paid vacation. You have health care. You have all these things. Farmers don't have any of these things. They work every flipping day, especially if it's an animal husbandry, because guess what? Horses, sheep, they need to be fed every day. Cows, they need to be milked every day and sometimes twice a day. They poop every day. They do things every day. There are no vacation days. So when you think about $50,000 a year and you divide it by the number of hours a farmer works, he's making below minimum wage and he's And he's supplying you with food that keeps you healthy and protects your family.
Absolutely. And that's an incredibly good description of what goes on. So, you know, the thing, you know, even though we're grateful for the Tester-Hagen Amendment, you know, it's still something that they're going to be, we don't want to cap farmers at that size. We want our farmers to be able to grow.
Right.
And there's also the risk, and we've seen this happen, and we can't control it from a legal standpoint, but in the marketplace, a lot of the retailers, and this includes even retailers like, you know, Whole Foods and other, you know, alternative or healthy natural retailers.
Right.
Will often end up requiring compliance with regulations even if the farmer isn't required to legally. And it's part of their system. You know, it's like, well, if we're going to buy from you, you need to meet the same standards. So this could end up, you know, these regs have to be decent regulations or it could end up hurting even very small farmers. So one of the biggest things that jumped out at me in these regs on the first read, and it gets worse the more I read it, deals with what they call biological soil amendments of animal origin. You would think these people were getting paid by the word. Biological soil amendments of animal origin basically boils down to anything you put in your soil that ever had anything to do with an animal.
Poopy and peepee.
And
milk, right? They jumped all over some farmers because they were spilling milk and they said they needed to treat it like they were spilling petroleum-based products.
And in this case, that was under environmental regulation. In this case, for instance, raw milk, you know, because there are people who actually use milk as a fertilizer. It's incredibly,
right.
Can be incredibly on pastures. It would be treated as if it were raw manure, and had the same health hazards. They would treat, even like bone meal or blood meal, and people
right.
who garden, you know, often use those. That is treated as if it were raw manure. And they have provisions that if you treat it, they call it, you know, treated, soil amendments of animal origin. Then it's much easier to use them. But if it's untreated, you have to have a 9-month waiting period between applying it and harvesting. And that becomes a huge issue, particularly because, by the way, their version of treating doesn't cover all composting.
Well, and that means you're going to miss
their
a whole
version of composting.
So in other words, okay, well, I want to come back to what their version of composting is, but it means that a farmer would miss an entire growing season then.
And in parts of the country, 9 months is your entire year of growing season.
Oh my God!
I mean, think about it. Parts of the country.
What is it that they consider composting, and what is real composting by definition?
So they have composting, and they require that it be done at a certain temperature for a certain number of days, and then tested to confirm the pathogen load, and you have to document all of it. What they don't list, by the way, is vermicompost, worm casting. So, you know, worm compost, you know, which is incredibly wonderful compost, would be treated as if it were raw manure. Static composting, where you do the compost heap, but you don't turn it. You don't let it get up to a certain temperature and keep turning it.
Right.
You do a much slower windrow type process. That doesn't qualify as compost. A compost tea. You know, people who may have talked with sustainable farmers may have heard the term compost tea, where you basically create a liquid brew of microorganisms, which is incredibly beneficial and cost-effective. If you even add molasses into it, that's treated as if it were raw manure. So all of a sudden, a lot of these tools that are incredibly important to a lot of farmers all over the country get treated as if they were the same thread as simply, you know, shoveling out of stables and dumping it on the ground.
Well, now let me ask you a question. A couple questions, actually. First of all, what's wrong with shoveling it out of stables and dumping it on the ground? I mean, when I was a kid, I worked at Aqueduct Racetrack. There was a very, very valuable contract that a company had secured that came to clean the, it starts with the letter S and sounds like sit. And the second word is pit, and it's where you throw all of the animal waste after you clean a stall out. There was a company that vied for this contract because they would gather that horse manure, which was a very high-quality horse manure because these horses ate, you know, really good food. These were thoroughbreds worth tens of thousands of dollars, and they would sell that as fertilizer. It was very expensive fertilizer. Are you telling me they had to compost that first before they threw it on the ground?
So first of all, they didn't back then, certainly. I will say you do have to pay attention if you are using raw manure. Like if you weren't taking that manure and I take that manure and put it in a compost pile. You know, it's awesome
right.
stuff to make really good quality compost. But there are legitimate health you know, food safety concerns. You know, if you took that manure and you put it straight into a garden and, you know, the food touches it, then you do, you know, there are legitimate health concerns.
Okay,
you know, there's
okay.
a reason to pay attention.
But are they,
but
and I don't
know. 9 months.
Okay, wait, stay with that, 9 months. But are those, aren't those health concerns driven by a type of E. coli that we only find in the fecal matter of grain-fed, corn-fed cows?
To some extent. So you're talking about E. coli 0157.
Right.
And it is found predominantly in the guts of, as you put, you know, factory farmed animals.
Right.
And that is the most dangerous. I mean, E. coli 0157 can kill people. It can cause kidney failure. It's incredibly severe. But there are legitimate, you know, there are other foodborne illnesses that can be carried in manure even from a grass-fed animal. You know, there's basic sanitation. You know, I live on a farm. I shovel a lot of what we were just discussing. And you know what? I wash my hands before I handle food.
Right.
You know, even, you know, manure from healthy animals carries some risk.
Okay.
And there are legitimate things we need to do. But it's not 9 months.
Right. Right. But do you see any reason why the government may have a point here? Is there a possibility that some farmers cut corners or there's some other things out there? I mean, I guess to give them the benefit of the doubt, is there a reason why they came up with this type of draconian approach to something as rudimentary as composting? Or are they just like splitting hairs? And if so, how does this, why does this not, I mean, why do they come up with this stuff to begin with then?
I think there is sort of a legitimate beginning concern. I mean, we saw this, you know, the outbreaks that have happened on fresh produce. You know, there's, at least some of them probably came from what type of soil amendments or manure, you know, using manure or improper soil amendments. So I think there's some concern. You know, there is a legitimate issue there. The solution, however, that they're coming up with is way overboard. And it doesn't address, for instance, and ultimately there's nothing you can do to address people who are going to be bad actors. If someone's going to cut corners,
yeah.
If someone's going to sort of put profit at all other, you know, above all other considerations, you can write whatever rules you want, and you're only going to catch them after the fact at best.
Right, right.
So take, like, organics. There's a standard in organics. Because, you know, manure and manure-based compost are so commonly used in organics, because that's what you use instead of conventional fertilizer,
right.
There's been a standard for quite some time requiring some sort of waiting period between applying it and harvesting the crop if the crop could have touched the manure.
Right.
But that's been 90 days and 120 days, 3 to 4 months. And you know what? It's worked very, very well.
Right.
And
right.
Yet all of a sudden US FDA comes up with this 9-month waiting period. So, yes, there's a legitimate concern, and that's discussion we need to have with FDA, but the approach they're taking really is draconian, and it is not workable, and they don't have a good scientific basis for the extreme level of regulation they're talking about.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about what people can do, keeping in mind that most people don't want to do anything. So, I mean, letters be written, websites go to, you know, those type of quick things that people can do in minutes are usually the best alternatives. We're talking with Judith McGeary. She is a friend to the superhuman, because without people like Judith and the family farm, we have no access to the kind of food that enhances our goal, which is health and longevity, folks. I know a lot of people tune out when I do these shows. They're like, oh, this isn't about anything sexy, about building muscle, burning fat, and staying young. But yes, it is. This discussion is at the core of all the things that we do. Without real food, we cannot achieve real health. So more of you need to listen to these shows and take action. I'm really disappointed if people are tuning out. I really am. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com.
supermanlabs.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Judith, my little plaintiff wail at the end of the segment there is that a lot of people don't take the time to listen to this discourse. They tune into my show for tips on health and anti-aging, how to get stronger, how to get leaner, how to live longer, all those sorts of things. But then when we talk about the kind of legislature that puts healthy food at arm's length or threatens the small family farm, they kind of go, oh, well, you know, I mean, I know it's important, but, I don't know if I'm going to listen to this particular show. And it frustrates me because it's something that I've been talking about for over 8 years now on the air. I've always had these discussions because Randy Roach taught me this when he wrote the volume 1 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. The greatest contribution that physical culture has made since the 30s and forward is its emphasis on its nutritional origins, the importance of nutrition and its effects on building muscle, burning fat, and staying young. And people like the medical orthodoxy thinks that nutrition plays no role in the etiology of disease. And only now they're starting to get it. There's many of us out there who say we know that nutrition is important, but when it comes down to doing the things that keep this type of food available to you, they do nothing. And it frustrates the hell out of me.
I share your frustration. Believe me, I share your frustration. I go on this rant regularly. And I try to understand it. I try to sort of think about it and listen to people and understand what's happening. And I think there are several, there's layers of things as to why. And I think one of the first and foremost is a lot of people just don't believe that what they're going to do makes any difference.
Yes.
And if you believe that, then why would you spend your time? I mean, heck, we've all got better things to do, so, you know, why beat your head against a stone wall? And I understand that, and there are moments where I wonder about it too. But there are a couple of things we need to understand. One is I've seen the system work. I mean, we've gotten bills passed. We got the Tester-Hagen Amendment passed. We made changes, major changes, to USDA's Animal ID program. You know, at the state level, we got their cottage foods bills being passed in, you know, there are now like 35 states that have cottage food laws.
Well, and I take great pride in what I'm about to say. We derailed the RFID tagging legislature.
Exactly.
Totally. I mean, I went to those USDA meetings, and I spoke two different, one in Indiana, one here in Kentucky. It's like, you know what? And we saw that thing go away. So I know that people can make change, make a difference, but it doesn't take, the problem, I guess, is even though that people know all they have to do is click a link and log into a website and send an email to their congressperson or their representative, which so many of us, when we do these campaigns, we make it easy. Like, it takes you 1.5 minutes real time to do this. They still don't take action. They don't realize the importance. And you know what? You'll realize the importance when this stuff is no longer, when you can't buy food from your family farm and all your only choice is to buy that CAFO beef that causes inflammation and disease.
And we do make it as easy as possible, but I actually want to step back and be really honest with people. You know, this is where I've been from the very beginning.
Yeah, I know. You always have been. I know.
Which is, it's that click with the auto email really doesn't make a very big difference. And I think on some level people get it, or more to the point, they've seen it. You know, they've clicked on it. I mean, almost everybody at some point has signed on one of those campaigns. And guess what? The world didn't change.
Yeah.
And they were told it would, you know, we just send this and we can stop it. What it takes, and it's different levels, and there are people like you and you know, all, you know, who do a lot, who go to those meetings and spend the hours. I'm not looking to everyone to do that. But it does take more than that 30 to 90 seconds. And we need to be prepared we need to understand that it takes more. Because what hurts, I think, almost the most is when people are told that something will work and then it doesn't. And what I want people to understand is sometimes it takes multiple tries. Sometimes it takes several legislative sessions. Sometimes it takes a lot of time. And if each person puts in 5 or 10 minutes, it's still, you know, it's not a lifetime commitment, but it's, you know, to pick up the phone. And we do try, you know, I try to make it as easy as possible. We give as straightforward directions. Here's exactly who to call. Here's what you can say. But you make it personal. It's not that 90-second auto email that, frankly, the legislators know it only took you 90 seconds. And they know you probably won't think twice about it again. 5 minutes. That, you know, so it's not a lifetime commitment. It's 5 minutes. That sort of activism, you can see the impact. You hear it in the voice of the staffer you're talking to when you call back. And you see the changes in the votes. And you see the changes in how things
So you got to make the phone call,
and that's how we build it.
You got to make the phone call.
A phone call or a personalized email. You know, let's say you really hate phone calls. Do it by email, but make
You know what the problem? You know what I found the problem is with the personalized email? People don't think that they can write the email well enough or articulate their point of view or put enough gravity in their understanding of the situation will then imply some sort of gravity that on the other end they won't just chuckle and go, well, this person doesn't know what they're talking about. So I think that people are intimidated about writing personal emails, and that's why those email campaigns do lend themselves to some of these people.
Exactly. And that is, I mean, we do try to give, for instance, and I think most groups, some sort of sample email or talking point. So it's not that you have to know the ins and outs of the exact, you know, like, here's what the bill does. You know, you can borrow that from the group's email.
Right.
But put in 2 or 3 or 4 sentences. Who are you? Why do you care about this?
Right.
Why is it important to your family? You know, hi, you know, I'm Carl Lenore. I am a constituent of Representative so-and-so. You know, I spend a huge amount of my life paying attention to my health. We put, you know, this is one of my top priorities is how to keep my body healthy. And I spend a lot of time looking for quality food. And so my access to raw milk or my access to, you know, local meat, produced meats is really important. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a dissertation.
Right. Right.
It just has to be, let's make it real. Let's make it that they realize that you really do care. You're a human being. You're not simply a little auto button who's never going to think twice about it again.
Is there something up on the FARFA website that people can do to take action, or you, do you have at least email addresses of a list of email addresses of representatives so that people can find their representatives' email address easily?
We have that on different specific action items. So right now, for instance, on the FDA thing, what we are doing is we're asking FDA to give us more time. And so we will have an action alert that spells out, here's what you can do to help. It's actually a little premature. We're still working out the details and the strategy. Because, again, part of this is understanding where are the pressure points. Where
right.
will we be effective if right. we push? So, yeah, we'll have that for FDA for these proposed rules. And we already have it for, you know, raw milk bills around the country, and we're working on GMO bills. We're trying to get that information up there. So, you know, and people can sign up for email alerts. So, you know, if we don't have what you're looking for at this moment, and or you want to stay informed on the FDA regs and know what you can do to help.
So people should go. So people should go to farmandranchfreedom.org and
yes.
sign up. And at the very top, it says, click here now to sign up for emails. And just go there and sign up. Put your email address in. I'm putting mine in. I don't know if I'm on this list or not. I think that I'm on your media list. But I don't think I'm on this list. So I'm actually signing up. I'm putting my money where my mouth is, or at least my email where the email entry form is. And I'm signing up. And people need to go there and sign up. So, look, if you don't have time to do this sort of stuff yourself or figure it out yourself, then at least join the email list so that you can be advised on how to do it yourself. I mean, this is a great opportunity. And there's several choices. You can sign up with national interests, or if you're living in Texas where Judith lives, Texas raw milk, GMO and local foods. I mean, this is all good stuff. You can sign up for alerts on all of these things. I love it. So that's the first step for people to take. But then once you have an action step, then they need to follow through with that action step as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah, signing up for the action alerts is lovely. Taking action when you get them is even lovelier. And it does. We do try. I mean, not everyone has lives. They have jobs. They have families. They have other things they care about. So, you know, we try to make it as easy as possible. But it's going to take work to make our system work. And when we get mad, and I'm one of the people who gets mad at our legislators and our bureaucrats, and you know the system doesn't work, and and then I come down and go, you know, if I want a system that works, I've got to make it work.
Yeah, that's what these big companies have to their advantage. Mobilizing people's opinions is very, very difficult, but they just have they're like one point. If you look at the FDA as a cog or a hub, right? There's one spoke coming from the industry, but there's millions of spokes coming from our side. We have to coordinate all of these people. They just have to coordinate this one effort. And that's the scary part about all this. And that's why it makes it so hard for us to get the things that we need, when these types of situations come up. It's really, really scary. Mobilizing people's opinion and coordinating it is very hard. The only time we do it successfully is when it's time to vote. And you see the hundreds of millions of dollars that politicians spend in order to sway our vote.
And I think that this is something that's been developed over the years, unfortunately, intentionally. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who have a vested interest in sort of getting people to believe that, like, their civic duty is simply to go vote and then they're done.
Right.
And go home and let the professionals deal with it.
Right, right.
And that's how we ended up where we are. You know, it used to be, you know, many, many, many years ago, that part of what you did was be involved in, you know, your civic community, in local government, not necessarily running. I don't mean being involved by being a politician, but you were active. You went to town hall meetings, or, you know, you called and worked with your legislators. You took issues to them. You know, there used to be a great deal more of that. And we need that again. And, you know, it's going to be based on people's interest. It's going to be based on people's time. But it's part of living in a democracy, in a representative democracy, where someone else votes on those bills.
We're going to take our last commercial break, Judith. When we come back, I want to ask you something that I know is not your bailiwick. It's mine. And I'm not asking you to conjure up a conspiracy theory, but I'm just curious how these food safety bills benefit the large agricultural companies, the big manufacturers out there, if it doesn't help the family farm. Go to farmandranchfreedom.org today and join the mailing list so that at least you can be apprised of what steps need to be taken. And then you can decide whether you want to take them. But really, I mean, this is more important than watching Downton Abbey, folks, because if you're sick, you don't have access to healthy food, you will be sick. You'll have plenty of time to watch television and catch up on all those shows later on when you're in a nursing home. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power patch.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altriantc.com. That's altriantc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altriantc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C, 21st century vitamin C.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Unlike me, Judith is very level-headed, unambiguous, and more importantly, she does not pander to the conspiracy theorist approach, which, quite frankly, leaves me to be the only one on the show to have to do that kind of stuff. So,
but you enjoy it.
Yes, I do it so well. But anyway, are there any unfair advantages that this new food safety bill will provide these larger companies than the small family farmers, or is it across the board draconian measures that should not be applied?
It'll certainly provide an advantage to the large operations. Now, there are some provisions that I think even the large operations are worried about.
Good.
You know, that they're looking at going, that could be difficult. But it's still something that is going to be easier to comply with if you are large scale. It'll be easier to comply with very certainly if you're only growing one or two crops. It's much easier to comply with because a lot of crops are exempted if they're going for processing. So, I mean, let's say you're raising 1,000 acres of green beans to go to, canned and sold in the grocery store. You're exempt from a lot of this. So it's definitely harder on the small-scale diversified farmers.
Okay, so if in fact the FDA does what they usually do best, which is to ignore the will of the people and just goes on like a train runaway and puts this in force, when will it become active?
So what happens is whenever this comment period closes, they then do their analysis, they then publish the final rule, and then there's a phase-in period, and I don't remember, I may be getting this mixed up. If I'm remembering correctly, there will be a one-year phase-in in general, and then small businesses get an additional year, and very small businesses get an additional 2 years. And then there are different phases also for, there are a lot of requirements on water quality, and those could be extraordinarily expensive and difficult, and those have an even longer phase.
Talk about the water quality. What are they saying for water quality? Like, is it about the cistern stored water and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so basically if you're getting water other than from a municipal water supply, there starts being requirements. And again, there is some reason for that. There's reason to think that contaminated water may have caused outbreaks.
Yes.
If you have E. coli in the water, and you water the plants. So there are issues, but for instance, they require if you're pulling water from surface water, so like someone has a stock pond and waters their crops, you'd have to get it tested every 7 days during the growing season.
Can you test yourself? Or you have to have some outside agency test?
It does have to be an outside lab, qualified lab. And it's, even the tests, to be honest, for coliform aren't that expensive. But if you're testing every week and you're, let's say, in this case, down, let's say, in the South or Texas, where you've got long growing seasons, you can run up well over $1,000 just doing the water testing. And then you have to do the record keeping that goes with that. You have to keep records for 2 years, and you have to document when and how it was tested. And, this is pretty extensive requirements.
So, does this come down to sheer financial burden for the small family farm, or are there obstacles here that just can't be overcome regardless of how much money they throw at it?
Some of it's financial burden, but some of it, and that's one of the reasons, for instance, I focused so quickly on the compost issue. That's just, a question of how do you even grow your crops? That's a question of if you want to use, sustainable methods instead of chemical fertilizer, and you're in an area where it's hard to get, they give a sort of free pass to what I call vegetative compost, composts that have no manure or any kind of animal product in them.
Right.
But there are parts of the country where you don't really have good access to that, because there's not enough, frankly, vegetation. So if you're in an area of the country, for instance, where you need to, you rely on animal-based composts for a sustainable growing method, this isn't just money. I mean, this can become a real question of whether it's even possible to farm this way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know what? Part of me thinks that I understand why. I mean, so many things have changed, as you point out. I mean, the environment has really been, pooped on, so to speak. And so many things have changed from, farming 100 years ago to today. And I'm not suggesting that we go back to that era, because there are a lot of advances today that we take advantage of. At the same time, I think that there are some, as you point out, if they're using local water from a pond or something like that, it could have been contaminated. If they water the, Brussels sprouts with that, then the contamination gets into the Brussels sprouts. And all that is understandable. And I can understand why these standards need to be described. What I'm wondering is, did the small family farms have any input on this legislature, and or do small family farms have an organization that acts as a figurehead for them that then speaks to the USDA and FDA?
Well, we're one of them.
Okay.
FARFA is one of the organizations that tries playing that role. And you know, the ability to play that role varies. You know, we were, I think, very successful in Congress. I mean, passing the Tester-Hagen Amendment, which we did over the objections of pretty much all of the big industry players. The industry was furious at the idea that small-scale direct marketers would be exempt from some of these requirements.
Right.
And we were able to fight for that successfully through a coalition. I mean, one of the things FARFA does is we try to bring together lots of groups and individuals because that's where we have strength.
Right.
You know, it's not just us. It's everyone. You know, USDA, we've had a lot of success in pushing back and having them listen to us when we've talked loud enough. You know, it took organizing, it took work, but they listened. I'll be honest, FDA, it's been a lot harder, and we don't seem to have the input, and what it means is we have to organize more. You know, we have to figure out how to ramp up the public pressure, and that may mean ultimately, you know, going to Congress and saying, look, you guys meant to make it easier for the small farmers, and even though technically Tester-Hagen's in there's still all of these problems, and we need Congress to step in. You know, maybe that's what ultimately needs to happen. And there's a lot of work to be done.
Have you had any experience with Rand and Ron Paul? God, I can't say those two names together. as far as their support of the small family farm and their challenges?
Certainly, you know, both Rand Paul and Ron Paul. Yeah, you're right.
Say Rand and Ron together. You want to say Rand and Ronda. You want to put a D at the end of Ron. Rand and Ronda,
yes.
Paul.
So I'll start with Ron Paul. How about that? That's make my life easier.
Okay.
You know, certainly he spoke a lot about small farm issues in the last several years of his career in Congress. He filed a bill that would have legalized interstate sales of raw milk, and spoke out against the NAIS, and really put you know, from his perspective, coming as a staunch libertarian, looking at it and going, well, you know, we need to reduce the regulation on the small farms. Rand Paul has introduced also the raw milk bill in the Senate last session. I don't believe he's yet reintroduced it. And we have talked with his office quite a bit. And, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that he'll become more outspoken on these issues.
Yeah.
God knows he's got a lot of issues. And at the same time, it's also bipartisan movement. Chelly Pingree in the House of Representatives, who's, you know, a Democrat from Maine, has been very outspoken in trying to support small farmers. So, I mean, the great thing about our movement and what does give me hope that we really do have the ability over the long term to make change is it draws attention from very different people for very different reasons. But people care about our food, and people for different reasons are seeing the problems in the industrial scale system,
Yeah. Seeing
the advantages in small scale local businesses, local farms, and are you know, we can build that.
Yeah. You know, this past Friday when we did Casual Friday, Elisa pointed out that, and I forget what the number was, but the direct cost of diabetes on this country is some $300 or $400 billion a year. That's direct cost of diabetes. And diabetes is directly linked to diet. How appropriate that the first three letters of diabetes are DIA. and, you know, the people in Congress are missing the boat here. Because there's not going to be a country to run very shortly if diabetes continues to consume the population the way it's consuming it. Because when you have so many sick people, there's nobody to work and generate taxes, just in case you politicians haven't done this mathematic equation yet. There's only people taking from the system. There's nobody replenishing the system. And you know what? If they don't get wise on the influence of our food chain on disease, once and for all, the government needs to get their subsidization out of grain, corn, and soy and start putting it in other areas within the farming community, hence the small family farm. Because, it's time for a renaissance. People need to return back to, a day when they're getting their food locally. And I don't mean just those of us who have access to it, you know, and go out of our way to go to the farmer's market or find the farmer to do business with. This is so important. No one is looking at this the right way. No one's asking, how do we cork the hole before we figure out how to bail the water out of the boat? How do we stop new sick people from coming into the system while we figure out how the hell we're going to pay for all these sick people we have now. And until they realize the linkage between food and disease, we are a lost nation. So to me, this kind of stuff is not about, oh, well, let's help the family farm so he can make a living. No, it's let's help the family farm so we can get the food chain straight so we all don't end up dying or spending the last third of our lives in an institution with somebody changing our diaper. I mean, this equation is easy for me to see.
It is vital, and it's something that, unfortunately, even I think a lot of people who are worried about healthy eating haven't made the connection yet, but they're starting to. There's more awareness that it's also the quality of the food.
Yes.
It's not just, it is what you eat, and that's vital, but it's also how it was grown, how it was raised. You know,
how the animal was
raised,
yes. You know what's funny? You know what's really funny? We get the, you know, I don't know, I'm older than you, I know, and so back in the 70s, when I was becoming a young man, that old mantra, you are what you eat, you know, hit the scenes. Oh, well, you are what you eat. So if you eat healthy, you are healthy. But we didn't figure out that our animals are what they eat, too. And if you feed animals a diet that is foreign to them, they get sick. So the equation of you are what you eat needs to extend to what you eat. Yeah, because if you're eating a sick animal, you're going to be sick. So we need to take care of our food in order to say you are what you eat. And
absolutely, and it holds true even for vegetables. I mean, it's obvious in animals, but the vegetables eat too. They get their nourishment from the soil, from what's added to the soil, from what's put on their leaves. And, you know, the quality of those vegetables varies immensely depending on how they were raised.
Yeah. Judith, we've come to the end of the interview. What would you like to say to the audience in this last moments to inspire them to take action?
That our system really can work. And it's not easy and it's not fun, but it can be. I mean, I've seen people who get engaged love it. And they go, wow, it feels so good to feel like we're doing something and to see the results and to get involved and to meet people who care about it and to be part of a community that's re-engaging with our food, that's re-engaging with our society. So you're not alone. You're not simply hunting for quality food. You're part of a community that cares about food and cares about health. And that has a lot of benefits. As tiring as I get, you know, as what you started, you know, as tired out as I can be, as frustrated as I can be, it's that community and that support and the idea that I'm not in it alone. And that is something that's available to everybody if they get involved.
You know what? If you're a person who can articulate your ideas and you show up at one of these town hall meetings about these types of subjects and you get up and you speak, you'll find your voice and you'll be excited because people will respond to what you have to say. There are a lot of people out there who feel the same way as us. And you, when you start meeting them in person, I met Wendell Berry when the RFID tag thing was here and the USDA came in to have a community outreach to hear what people thought. Wendell Berry, who is one of our greatest writers from Kentucky. He's a farmer. The guy is just a living legend. And I actually spoke before him. And it was exciting. I felt like I was at a concert and I was opening for Wendell Berry. You know what I mean? It was really cool. But you know what? I mean, the applause that I got when I spoke and the people who came up to me afterwards made me feel like I did a good thing. I really was doing something good. And it wasn't for profit. It wasn't for notoriety. It was like we were all in this cause together. It was like in Les Mis when they were all at the end on that pile of furniture, you know, fighting for what was right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's take an example where everyone doesn't die. But
sorry,
I agree
Judith,
with
sorry.
You. And I actually want to say also, it doesn't have to be people who are as articulate. I say as I have trouble speaking, as you. I mean, I've seen people who are—they're not great speakers. They aren't—you know—they haven't stood up in front of other people and talked. They don't feel like they're someone who's out there articulating the ideas and people catch on the way you do. It's normal human beings, and they walk in there, and they are normal human beings. And that's got power, because whoever you are, whether it's, you know, you're worried about your kids, whether it's your story about your health issues, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your parents, you know, everyone has a story as to why this matters to them, and they're the expert on that. They may not be the expert on the law, they may not be the expert on the science, but they're the expert on what this means for their lives.
Yeah.
And that has an impact.
Yeah. No, it's exciting. Very, very. Go to farmandranchfreedom.org. Sign up for the email list. By the way, Judith, you need to hit the snooze button on your alarm. I hear it in the background.
Oops.
No. I hear a rooster. There is a rooster.
Oh. I was like, I'm confused, but okay.
Do roosters have snooze buttons? No, I guess not.
No,
huh?
They don't. It's called the stew pot.
There you go. Listen, thanks so much for being on the show today, and keep us informed, okay, Judith?
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, I've got some announcements to make about this week's show. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now H-Force is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the H-Force way. Power patch.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrianC.com. That's AltrianC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltriantC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C, 21st Century Vitamin C.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Way Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Way Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only 3 ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Way Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, we have some really, really good shows planned for the rest of the week. I'm just going to give you a sneak peek into some of them. First of all, very popular blogger Brad Schoenfeld will be joining us to talk about a variety of things that are on his mind. You know, he's a big proponent of vascular occlusion. He writes about a lot of different training and nutritional modalities.
We're going to be doing a show called The Effects of Strongman Training on Salivary Testosterone Levels in a Sample of Trained Men. Does strongman training increase testosterone production? Also, natural bodybuilding competition preparation and recovery, a 12-month case study. Very, very exciting. This ties in with the discussion we had with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish about how can you compete drug-free and how far can you get. Then, Thursday, we do our regular installment of Subversity Science Roundup with the brilliant and talented Adele Musa, where one of the topics we will be discussing is something in the news right now. Does stevia cause infertility? I hate pandering like that, but that's what the media is promoting right now. You're seeing it, and you will see it the rest of this week. But find out the truth as Adele Musa digs deep into the research and delivers only the truth, nothing but the truth. So there's going to be a bunch of really, really good shows this week. I'm also trying to get a young lady to come on right now who is a bikini competitor. And she lost an amazing amount of weight after having a baby very, very quickly. And we're going to find out how exactly she did that. Hopefully she'll be able to give the ladies in the audience some secrets about that. We'll talk more about that as soon as the interview is confirmed. I want to thank everybody who listened today. Like I said before, I know these shows that we do about legislature that affects food and the access to food and family farming is not a popular one for many of you, because you feel like its immediate effects are just not there. But we have to talk about this subject, folks, because 10 years from now, if we can't access grass-fed beef or raw unpasteurized milk, you'll be sorry. Then you'll want to take action. But the time to take it is now. Go to farmandranchfreedom.org. Sign up on their email list. I already did. Stay abreast of legislature and action steps that you can take. We'll see you tomorrow with more Super Human Radio. Thank you for listening today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.